Okay, this is June 1st, and the topic is the power of forgiveness.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. Now, after all these years, I hope that is finally settling into your consciousness so that you really do know that you're a god or goddess, and that you're creative people, and that you're doing all that with your mind. Your mind is a manufacturing plant. It will manufacture anything that you come up with. So, whatever you want in your life, start thinking about it, and it will come into your life. That's one of the premises of this teaching. Now, I'd like to talk a moment before we get started on something else. Please, people, keep treating for rain. We have a wonderful chance again for rain, and we must keep doing that. And what happens is we decide, and I hear people say, oh, well, it doesn't rain this time of year. So everyone just says, oh, well, the rainy season's over. The rainy season is not over. We're creating the rainy season. Just keep thinking rain, seeing rain, so that we have this wonderful green city. I don't want this whole city turning into a desert with all desert plants and so forth.
Yeah.
It just doesn't bode well with me. So please see rain, no rain, and know that you can accomplish that. And when you hear people say, oh, no, it's not going to rain, just go the other way. You know, you don't have to correct them or anything. But know that you have the power to bring rain into your life. And there's an opportunity again for rain to come here. We must keep seeing that rain. And it has nothing to do with seasons at all. We think that everything has to do with seasons because we do have them, but we make up all that stuff too. So please do rain. If you have to go out and do a rain dance, do anything you can to get rain to come to us. I was with my shaman friend on, maybe it was Friday, I think it was Friday, and I asked him if he was drumming and stuff. He said, oh yes, he was drumming, and a lot of other people are drumming for rain, you know. So it can be done, and we don't have to put up with this, and we don't have to believe that this is a drought and it's going to continue. Doesn't have to be that way at all. And the other thing to remember, when people say, well, you know, we live in a desert, this is not a desert, people. It has never been a desert. It's not going to turn into a desert. People, oh, well, you live in a desert, what do you expect? You can't get the rain, you can't get the this, you can't get the that. Los Angeles is not a desert. It never was a desert, and it will never be a desert. So when you hear those comments, put those out of your mind, too. Because it's the consensus in mind that does all this to us. And people are starting, and I know everyone immediately wants to convert over to native plants. Well, I don't mind that, but they want to get rid of the grass. They want to get rid of all this and just make this a horrible-looking place. There's nothing wrong with grass. And what's nice about grass, when you water grass, yeah, they may dry out during the summer, but that rain or that water precipitates down into the ground and so forth and goes into our reservoir, you know, our aquifer. So think of all those things. So when people start to think of this whole, where I live, I have a young lady, she says, well, I have a company, and it's called Extermination, and they'll kill all these things. I said, I don't want to know this thing killed. You know, we have great big sycamore trees and all that. And I don't want to lose those things. Now, let me tell you something about sycamores. Sycamores only grow where there's water. I have two of them. on the property. They send down roots there, and they'll find water sycamore trees. And if you'll notice, most sycamore trees grow along a creek or something, you know, because they know they need water. So, and here's another little tidbit. Most people don't know that a grown tree uses about 200 gallons of water a day. That's how much water it needs to keep going. So there has to be water, people. So when you hear all this crap that this is a desert we live in, it is not a desert, and it's not going to become a desert if we keep thinking correctly instead of buying in to that general conversation that's out there saying, oh, we're in the drought and we're this and that, or that we're running out of water. You're not running out of water, people. That's one of the big hooks, you know. Now, I'm not saying go out and just, you know, be lavish with the water. We have to take care of our resources. I'm a firm believer in the old adage, waste not, want not. I don't waste water. And I always have water. So, you can do a tons of stuff. So, keep that in mind and see rain coming. And when people say they don't, that's the way here, it's not the way here. We've lived through droughts before. This is not the severe drought. We lived through that one that lasted about 5 or 7 years, and we got through it without tearing up all the yards and so forth. But now everyone's on the bandwagon. They want to tear off. Let's get rid of all this. Let's get rid of this grass. This is bad. This is bad. I'm not a devotee of large stretches of lawn. But I do like to see a little grass here and there, you know. We can do it. We put our minds together. We can do this. All right? Rose is going to show her movie, you know. She is a movie star. And we're going to do it at Paula's when we get it all together. So, and I think that's wonderful. We're in anxious.
I'm going to show my
the documentary.
Yeah, that I was
interviewed
by.
Right. Remember that? Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to be that interesting because it's only me talking.
We love to hear you talk.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to
it. You're one of our favorite people.
Yes, you are.
We love you, Rose.
Yes, we do. We're a family. Speaking of family, we didn't meet last Monday, and it seems like forever.
Yeah.
And I miss all you people when we don't meet, you see. It just seems too long. We have become a family, and that's all there is to it. All right. With all that said, does anyone else have anything before I decide to go into my talk? So, we're going to talk about the power of forgiving, and you hear that word forgiving all your life. You've heard, you must forgive, you must forgive, you must forgive. And if you're in brand name churches, which I grew up in, that was one of their main things. They, you know, you must forgive. But that's all they ever said. They never said anything else about it. And of course, all the people I grew up with in the land of Nod, they certainly don't forgive, and they don't know how to forgive to this day. They, you know, my mother had the most wonderful expression. She would say, "Well, I can forgive, but I'll never forget." Pennsylvania. You my if you can't forget it, you haven't forgiven it at all. You must let all that stuff go. We put ourselves into bondage. It's very, you know, the brain, when you load it up with all that, I'm not going to forgive the people, I'm going to, you're holding things. It's not good for your thinking. It's not good for your life. And your mind is not clear then to be able to pursue what you really want. And it's not necessary. But we were brought up and we grew up with the idea, yes, we'll forgive sparingly. You know, we never completely forgive anything. And we just learn to completely forgive and just let it go. It makes absolutely no difference, you see. But our mind loves to hook into that and say, I'm not going to forgive that person. And then it becomes your identity. And once it becomes your identity, very difficult to give it up. So just forgive and forgive and forgive. I could be wrong about this, but I'm sure one of the apostles said to Jesus, how many times should we forgive? Well, I'm sure he said 7 times 7. Always just keep forgiving all day long. Because it ruins your life and it taints every other relationship that you're in. You can't do it. You can't do it. You have to forgive. So that forgiveness must start with you. I think I told you this before when I had that church in Knoxville, Tennessee. People would come and they wanted to be forgiven. I said, I can't forgive you. The church can't forgive you. And certainly this thing we call God cannot forgive you. God is not in the forgiving business. God is in the loving business. God doesn't forgive because God never condemns, you see. We as human beings condemn. We're the ones that set those precedents as they are. Yes. And we think we're very mature when we say, oh, I'm not going to forgive them. Look what they did to me. They're, you know. I find this, not so much here, but when I go to the land of God, those people will not forgive a thing. And they remember everything. They absolutely remember everything that's not important. When I lived at home, or used to come to visit my family, they would always say, do you remember when you did this? I was 3 years old. Do you remember this? Do you remember? They remember everything and it stacks up and piles up and they will not forgive you. They will not forgive you for anything. And they think that that's the way life is. Life does not have to be that way. You can live your life that way if you want. But it's not a very pleasant way. And people don't want to get around you when you're like that. I don't want to be around people that are non-forgiving. I went, none of this is ever going to mean anything anyway, people. We've got to come to that realization. One day we will not be here. So all the things that we think are so important, and all this thing of holding grudges and holding all this stuff, it'll evaporate one day. It won't be here. So why not let it evaporate now? And just love yourself and love life. So start this forgiveness with yourself. If you're holding anything against yourself, give that up. And we've done that, haven't we, all our lives. We are expecting somebody else to forgive us. No one can forgive you. You might as well just forgive yourself. It doesn't matter in the least, you see. You are the one who has to do it. In fact, you have to do everything. Here again, this thing that we call God is not coming down and tampering with anything or coming over and saying, oh no, you have to do this, that, and the other thing. When you really think about all these things, it would behoove you to forgive instantly, because most people, when they hold a non-forgiving thing, it causes damage. It causes not only mental damage, it causes physical damage. And we allow ourselves to do that to We're always our worst enemy. We're always our own worst enemy. So it's the power of forgiveness releases you from the prison that you have put yourself into. It just releases you. You can't identify with all that stuff. You have to identify with the idea of forgiving and saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Most people who do, you know, do something to you, they didn't really want to, you know, they're not thinking, so they do that kind of crazy thing. So you have to forgive them, but you have to forgive yourself. How many people here, and I don't think in this room, but I have still have a friend, every once in a while, they want to tell me that their parents were horrible, and they will never forgive their parents for this, for doing this to them or that to them. Those parents don't take it personally. Those parents would do that to anybody. They would. They didn't know any better than to do that. So don't take that and start. If you know, well, I'm thinking of my one particular friend who is older than I am. And she said, oh, my mother was horrible. My mother was horrible. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. First of all, she was a single woman with 5 children. And she worked every day. And this woman that I'm talking about ended up with tons of money, a nice house, and everything else. So I said to her one day, well, your mother must have done something right, or you wouldn't have all the stuff that you have. Now, we'll see if that sinks into her. You have to forgive those people. You know, you just have to forgive them. My parents, as I tell people, were no day at the beach. Well, I learned to forgive them. Why did I learn to forgive them? Because it's a horrible conversation. Do you want to have that conversation with people all the time? My parents did this to me. I'm 70, what, 2? Surely by now I have to get over my childhood. You know, why would I say anything bad about those people? They did the very best they knew how to do. So I have forgiven them. Completely forgiven them. You have to forgive all this stuff. And then it makes you feel much better about yourself. And now your mind is occupied on creating something. You see? If you clutter your mind up with all this stuff that you can't forgive, the slights and the jealousies and all the stuff that you cannot seem to just say, oh, well, it doesn't mean anything. You see? You have to say, oh, doesn't mean anything. I'm the one now that's making myself. And I'm making myself by forgiving so that I can start over and have an absolute clean slate to work with. And if I do anything that needs forgiving, that I need to forgive, I sit down and forgive myself. I sit down and forgive myself. If you hold all this stuff, you know, and so many people hold so many things, I should have done this. When you were 16, that happened. And you're still thinking, well, if you'd have done this, this would be better. No, your life's unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to unfold. It's always unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to unfold. Now, when I say that, you also have to put into that equation that you're always the cause unto your own experience. You're the one that's causing it. So forgive so that your mind is clear, so that your slate is clear, and so now I can develop the life I want. This thing of blaming it on somebody else, your life on somebody else, just drives me nuts. I can't take those people. Well, I don't have many around much more, any longer. Now, in August, when I make that trip to the land of Nod, those people will be all around me. But when I go to the land of Nod, you know, I just sit there. They say, what are you doing? I say, I'm on a fact-finding mission. I'm just gathering facts, and I'm just observing. I'm making no comments whatsoever. And I can forgive those people. But you see a whole different way of living. You see, this teaching is all about going through life differently. So that you don't hear what I call the nits and fleas of life. Those people are so into nits and fleas and petty little things. Who wants to... You have a brain, a wonderful machine up here that can do anything. So why not use it? And why not use it correctly instead of rerunning all this stuff? You know, from childhood, from high school. This guy did something wrong to me in high school. Who cares? Who cares what somebody did to you in high school? And why do you want to keep bringing that up? It's only going to hurt you. You know, there's a story about a man, two men, got into some kind of a conflict, and they didn't see each other for 30 years. And they finally found each other and they said, well, you know, for 30 years I've hated you for this, 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 and this. The other man says, I never remember any of it. And that's what we do. We hold these things, the other person doesn't even remember anymore. So make your mind clear and just say to yourself, I can do this, I can forgive. I can forgive anything. Some days I have to forgive all day long. When I really have to forgive is when I'm in the car. I just forgive those people. Just forgive them, forgive them. I don't come home and say, do you know what happened to me today? Somebody cut me off on the freeway and that whatever. Now, what kind of a conversation is that? You do want somebody walking through the door and telling you what the traffic was all about and how bad it was and what they're going to... I could have killed that person for cutting me off. This is no way to go through life. You see? We have traffic. What can you do about it? Stay out of it. I avoid it somehow. I just don't get into that traffic. And if I do get into it, I'll look around and say, how can I get out of it? Well, they don't do that. There's some wonderful tapes, whatever they used to be, from Wayne Dyer. It was all about a man who left the traffic get to him and it, you know, killed him. He was so angry all the time with the traffic and he had a heart attack. You can't get angry with that stuff out there. It's traffic, for goodness sakes. You know, you're not responsible for that traffic. You didn't make the traffic. What you're responsible for is either getting out of it or while you're in it, not letting your mind destroy you. And saying that idiot and this and that or whatever people do. See, you have to forgive all that stuff. Just let it go. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. The first tidbit, I'll call it, that's in the Course in Miracles is nothing in this room means anything. Nothing in life really means anything. Things only mean what you put into them. You see, life is neutral. Absolutely neutral. It's what you're thinking about, what you want to bring into life. And so many people, because they hold all the grudges and the hurts and the slights and all that, and they cannot forgive the people and they cannot forgive themselves, run an awful life. That's not the kind of life. But they see other people doing it all the time and they think that's normal. It is not normal, people. And why we don't do forgiveness more, you hear it in the different brand name churches and all, but they never tell you what the harm that it does to you. does absolutely harm. It's no good. It's not a wonderful thing for your mind. Forgiveness and the power of forgiveness is what's good for your mind, so that you can just look at things and just forgive. Forgive people. You see? That's a good one for you. You must forgive.
I have to forgive yourself.
Yes, and when you have to forgive the people, too. So, you just... It's all about forgiving. So why we're not taught that more is beyond me. You get off on all these crazy things. This teaching is all about the mind and what the mind can do. And the mind can do everything you want and bring you everything. But it has to be a clear mind, you see. And your mind is not clear when you're holding unforgiveness. You have to forgive. And we heard that since day one. And it's not always easy to forgive because the mind clutches onto that and it tells you how one out to be a sap. That person really hurt you and you cannot forgive them. You know, forgive them. Let them be the sap, I say. You know? What difference does it make? You know, you don't have to go down the same road that everyone else is going down. Go down another road. But forgive yourself. You see? And forgive yourself for anything that happens in your life. Things happen. Now this teaching, so many people in this teaching know the law of cause and effect. And there is such a thing as the law of cause and effect. But we don't always know the cause, people. We just reach up and pull down a cause. We say, oh, this is the cause. So you can't do it that way. You have to say, oh, I forgive this and I forgive myself. Many people think they bring things onto themselves. You can bring things onto yourself. If you do, you must forgive yourself immediately and say, oh, I made a slight error here. I took the wrong turn in the road. Now I'm going to straighten it out. You see? And you just straighten the whole thing. This teaching is not a teaching for you to hold anything against yourself. It doesn't tell you to teach. We don't teach that. That would be punishment. And we don't teach punishment. We don't teach suffering of any type. You do not have to suffer. And suffering will not add anything to you, people. As I say, if you suffer for more than 3 seconds, there's something wrong with you. You can always find somebody to talk to get you out of the suffering. But people become addicted to suffering and then they identify themselves with suffering. Don't identify yourself with suffering. We think that, well, Christians think that Jesus suffered so. And that's what they've been going on. I went once to a church and the sermon, I'll never go back there. The topic was the suffering Jesus. And I thought, I'm going to sit here an hour and listen to somebody tell me about the sufferings of Jesus. Jesus suffered, what? Maybe 20 minutes on the cross and it was over. Now everyone else is on that cross and they've been suffering 30 and 40 years. And they think, oh, isn't it wonderful? I'm just up there with Jesus. I can identify with this. I'm suffering. Now that's a bunch of bull. Don't let your mind do that to you. Forgive yourself. And forgive the other people involved and go on with your life. Otherwise you get stuck. And you get stuck in that unforgiving mode. All you will do is bring more to you. You see? You don't want to bring bad things to yourself. You want to bring good things to yourself. But if you hold unforgiving thoughts and so forth, you're muddling your mind. And we want a clear mind so that we can continue to create what we want. That's what it's all about. So you have to look out there and you have to say to yourself, I'm ready to forgive. I'm ready to forgive myself. I'm ready to forgive everybody else. You see? And you have to realize that the universe and this thing called God is not against you. It's absolutely for you, and it's for you every time. It doesn't want you to suffer. It wants you to have everything. Everything. We say that, and why don't we have everything? Well, it has to do with our consciousness. When you can forgive and forgive, your mind will clear and you'll be able to get what you want. But see, we punish ourselves even when we think we're not. We're punishing ourselves. So don't do that to yourself. Allow yourself to have what you want. And allow yourself to know that it's all right to have everything. You're not taking away from anybody. You know, they can do the exact same thing. And that's what we want to do. We want to give everyone the exact same opportunity. And the only way you can do that is by forgiving. It has power in it. You see, so why wouldn't you use that power instead of letting it sit there on the shelf, you see, or saying, well, I'll forgive, but not right now. It's instant. You have to forgive instantly. Instantly forgive. And then your mind clears and you can go on with what you want. And you can go on creating and manifesting the good in your life. But if you don't forgive, that's always up there. If you can't forgive another person, it's very going to be very difficult to forgive yourself. Why? Because we're all one people. So, all done with forgiveness. Everything. You must forgive yourself for the situation. You see, just forgive yourself. And let that power in you come up. We hold little things over. Oh, mine must be. If I don't hold anything against myself anymore, I find it much easier to forgive. I find it much easier to say nothing really means anything. Now, when I use that thing, when I say nothing really means anything, it really doesn't, but it does at the same time. You see, you have to know the difference between those. But you have to look at, you can't put all this weight and gravity all the time on what's going on, you see, around you or in your life, whatever it is. You just forgive and forgive and forgive. It has power in it. It has great power in it. So try it for yourself. Just sit down and say to yourself, I'm going to forgive. And I'm going to start with me. And I'm going to forgive all the other things in life. You know, none of that other stuff, it doesn't exist. You know, I can tell you about my childhood, but my childhood doesn't exist. It's gone. And that person is no longer the same person. And this is why when I go to the land of Nod, I really run into difficulty because those people only remember me for 18 years. First 18 years of my life, I may remember. And they will not allow me to grow up and to be somebody different from what they have cast me in that role. And they keep me in there. Because they do the same thing to themselves all the time. So, forgive. Nothing. I told you the story about my brother. He cannot forgive, and he'll never forgive, and he thinks he's absolutely justified. That's the word. He thinks he's justified for holding all this. That makes him, he identifies with it. Therefore, it makes him who he is. And if you give up and forgive all the little things that you've held, now you don't know who you are. And he knows exactly who he is because of his prejudice, because of his unforgiving nature. That's who he is. That's not who he is. That's who he thinks he is, people. So, it's a hard, hard lesson in life to realize you're creating yourself every moment of every day. And you can create a much better person when you're in the forgiving mode. So wouldn't it be beneficial for you to forgive yourself? Very beneficial. And have you held things against yourself? Absolutely. And why? You have to do it for yourself. I wish I could go and forgive people, but no. You must do it for yourself and realize that you can do it. And that's the only way that you're going to do it. Because, as I said before, no one can forgive you but your own self, and this thing called God is not in the forgiving business. God is in the creative business. God is in the loving business, but not the forgiving business. So many people are waiting also for God to forgive them. I hear people say that to me all the time. I'm waiting, God will forgive me. Oh, scary. God will not forgive me. Talking about people, the way the things in mind that we have are so hard to change. Andy and I were at dinner the other night with a Christian friend, Ruth. See, she has, even has a biblical name, Ruth. She was calling her, well, a friend of hers died. And she said, I know she's looking down on me now. You're saying? Immediately, that's in everyone's consciousness. There's a heaven, there's something above them. There's no up and down in the universe. There's no up and down in the universe. We have up and down on this planet because we think we have up and down. If you leave this planet, like when they go to the moon, there's no up and down. It's just, you're just hanging there in space. So, think of those things. And yourself, forgive yourself. That's the power of forgiveness. We're taught, though, from authority figures that somebody else had to forgive you. Your mother and dad had to forgive you. Your grandparents had to forgive you. This had to forgive you. No. You have to forgive yourself. You have to do that, and you have the power to do that. You have the power to forgive yourself. So why ever hold anything against yourself? And the person that you were, whenever you made that error, that mistake, whatever you want to call it, you're not that person today. You're a completely different person. You see? We always make the very best decisions that we know how to do with the knowledge that we have at the time. Now, when we gain more knowledge, we say, oh, I could have made a different choice. You could have done that. But you didn't know. You didn't have the knowledge then. Now that you have the knowledge, of course it looks different. But now you have the knowledge to know that you can forgive yourself. You can forgive yourself. Brand name churches do not want you to know that because they want you to come to their church, to their facility, and they want you to put money in the collection plate. So they're not going to say, I forgive you. No, they're going to say, we better keep coming. A couple more years, and then maybe you'll be forgiven. Everything is instant, people. You never have to wait. Where did we get that? Remember? I don't wait. That thing of waiting is instant. I saw a sign the other day for something. I can't remember what it was, and it said, 7 steps to this down there. You know, I hate that. Steps and levels. You're on this level and you must move to that level. You're already here, people. Use your mind correctly. Forgive yourself. Forgive everybody else. And whatever happened to you in the past, that's the past. It has no hold on you whatsoever. No hold, unless you think about it. If you think about it and bring it into the present, then it has a hold on you. But it's gone, you know. You can't be here. You're not the same person you were this morning. You learned something today that made you different. You see? And that's what you have. Oh, I'm growing. I'm progressing. And why I'm doing this, growing and progressing and learning, I'm forgiving myself at the same time. I'm just going to keep forgiving myself so that I can have a wonderful life. See, don't carry all that stuff with you. You know, I feel so sorry for people, you know, that want to do that. When I go to the land of Nod, those people always say, oh, do you remember? I say, no. No, I don't remember. I don't want to talk about the past. I don't want all that stuff to come up. Oh. Do you remember when you did this? No, I do not remember when I do it. But what I did back then, who cares? It's over. It's done. Forgive it. Forgive yourself. And certainly forgive those people. They do not know what they're doing, and they may never know what they're doing. And here again, that doesn't bother me. Years ago, it would have bothered me. Why can't they be like the rest of them? No. Let them be who they are. Their life that they're leading is the life that they have planned. Now, they may be miserable in that, but there's nothing I can do about that. They saw life the way, let's get married, have 2 children, and have a nice house, and several cars, and this and the other thing, and it'll just be wonderful. You say, and they must be successful. Look, they're driving a Lexus. Oh, really? I had no idea that meant success. You say, never. But I forgive them, and I forgive myself. We have to. Where else is there? So look at your mind and know that this mind is very powerful, but you're the one that's controlling your thinking. And you can take any thought out of it or put any thought into it that you want. And remember that your mind is a manufacturing factory. It will manufacture anything that you put into it. It's your obedient servant. Your mind is your obedient servant. But we forget that and we think, oh, I'm going to listen to my mind. If I listened to my mind, I wouldn't be here. You know? That mind is just chattering away all the time. I just let it chatter. It's in the background. It doesn't bother me. I forgive myself for that too. That's part of what the mind is all about. With this idea of forgiving and the power of the idea of forgiving brings you closer and closer to that whole idea of the peace that passes all understanding. The peace that passes all understanding. That is what most religions are based on. The idea of peace of mind. How do I find peace of mind? Now, the Christians, of course, find it through Jesus, don't they? The Catholics, through Mary. You know, what's the difference for the Christian churches do Jesus for forgiving. Catholic churches do Mary for forgiving. Both made up, completely made up, you know. What do you want to make up in your mind? You want your mind to listen to you so that you can say to your mind, forgive that. That is not helping. That's not doing anything good for me. I don't want it up anymore. Do you remember when I used the words? Go back to the nothingness from whence you came. All these things spring up from nothing. You have to put them back to that nothingness. Instead of breathing life into it. See, we're the one. When you have a worry or a concern or any of these things that are going on in your life, when you're thinking about them, you are creating them. And when you're creating them, you're putting life into them. The way to make something go away in your life that you do not want, you must withdraw your interest from it. When you withdraw your interest from anything, it will shrivel up and go away. It just shrivels up and goes away. If you have a plant at home and you don't water it and feed it and so forth, it doesn't just shrivel up and go away. Same way with thoughts. Same way with the same thing. Just do not put your attention there. And if your attention goes there, Father, you say, oh, well, I forgive myself. And start over. That's all life is about, is starting over. Course in Miracles Again would say what? Does anyone remember what the whole tenet of Course in Miracles is? Choose and choose again. That's all the Course in Miracles is about. Choose and choose again. You choose something, it doesn't look right, it doesn't feel right, it's not working. You don't live with it. You choose again. You choose again. In the land of Nod, they would use the expression, you made your bed, now you must lie on it. You did it, now you say, we're teaching, in this teaching, you may remake your bed. All day long, all through your life, you just remake your bed. You choose and choose again. Choose and choose again. So for now, choose forgiveness. And choose forgiveness for yourself. And you will find power in that forgiveness. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.